You familiar with Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 46? You've heard this before. It's told in a couple of the Gospels. Here's how Luke recounts what Jesus said. Jesus said to his followers, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I will show you what he is like who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. He is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed, and its destruction was complete." Let's see this section of Scripture illustrated in just a good little way. So, foundations are important. That's what Jesus is saying here in Luke 6. A man who builds his house on a rock has a solid foundation for his house, and it will not fall when shaken or struck. The man who builds on sand or no foundation is not smart. Not smart at all. His house will crumble when trouble arrives. What is this? Is Jesus an architect or something? But you know, he's not talking about houses, is he? He's talking about lives. He's talking about the foundation of your life. And he's asking you to hold it up. Question it. What? The foundation. He is claiming very clearly here that his words offer a solid foundation for a person's life. But not just hearing his words and not just being familiar with what Jesus has to say and not even just having his words memorized. That's not what he's talking about. He says that that's not enough. What he says is, you've got to act on my words, or you don't have a solid foundation for your life. If you don't act on my words, you have nothing, and you have no help available to you at all. Now, you saw this year how so many homes and how many buildings were destroyed in Haiti, right? And you read the reason why. Because most of them were built on really crummy foundations, and they were very shoddy construction. A whole lot of concrete things just put together, and that earth shook. Those things just collapsed really, really fast. And I think I've told you this before. I have watched Debbie's dad build foundations when he was a builder. He was building homes. And I guarantee you that when the foundations were being dug and the foundations were being poured, he was out on the job personally himself. He was making sure those things were deep enough, that they had iron put inside of them. He was making sure that they were wide enough. He was there when they were pouring the concrete because he wanted a solid foundation for anything that he built. And I think I've told you before, Chesterfield County is very famous for shrink, swell, soil. Say that real fast, 5 times, shrink, swell, soil. And a lot of homes around here and foundations crack. The homes crack because the foundations are kind of thin. Debbie's dad used to say none of his homes, none of his buildings cracked because he paid attention to the foundations. 2 weeks ago, we talked about our proposed mission statement as being a foundation for our church. But this is more importantly, last week we talked about the first vision statement. And I wanted to point out again that each vision statement grows out of something that is asserted in the mission statement. It amplifies it, it clarifies it, adds to it just a little bit. So today we're just going to take a little time to consider the second vision statement. You've got it there in your worship guide or bulletin, you know. You can see it, you can look at it. It really fleshes out for us today the phrase, to serve His purposes. A loving community empowered by Christ to serve His purposes and the needs of others. How do we know what God's purposes are? Do we guess? Is it up to you? You have an opinion? Do we vote on it? Do we read some other book or get it off the TV? How do we know what God's purposes are? Well, we want to be very clear about it here. We know what God's purposes are. The main way is through the Bible. That is how God chose to reveal Himself in history. That's how He chose to say, this is my will for the world. This is the way I want things to be. He told it through history. He told it through reacting to His people, the Israelites. He told it through what He did in the life of and person of Jesus Christ, His Son. And then how He kept on doing that through the church and the apostles and all the other followers of His. He made things very, very clear for us to track and to follow. And where did Jesus, though, say that He wanted His words connected? He said, hey, folks, if my word is not connected to your head, if it's not connected to your heart, if it's not connected to your feet and your hands and you aren't doing it, then you have nothing. He expects His words to live in our lives. So tell me, do you think that this is a good vision for our church? Tell me if you think that this is worth striving for. What does it say? We will provide Bible-based learning and creative, relevant ministries to enhance the spiritual formation of children, youth, and adults in order to equip them to serve. Notice that it's our vision statement says we're talking about we want Bible-based learning. That means that whatever wide range of topics or subjects or studies that we offer to our people, we want them to be based on the Bible, on the Word of God. That means we are either studying the Bible directly, what it says, or we're considering a topic that the Bible speaks to, or something that is undergirded by the basic teachings we find in God's Word. Now, we might be looking at a book. We might be having a movie. We might be having a video series here at church. Or we might be in the midst of a forum. Or we might have a music concert. But we want any and all of those things to grow out of God's revelation of Himself through the written word that we call the Bible. If it's not biblical, we think we are wasting our time. Agreed? Now, there are many writings. There are many teachings out there. There are just tons of publications and tons of media production. Many of them are interesting. Many of them are enlightening, a lot of truth in a lot of different ones. Many of them are very helpful insights into God and into human living. But none of them match the power of the Bible. Now, I'm going to tell you, the Bible is not easy to read. The Bible is not sometimes easy to understand. It's not an easy read. And so we have to work at understanding it. It's not an easy read, but it is the rock upon which our church stands. And if our church is not on the Word of God, it will soon crumble. It will soon fall. It will not be the church. Sooner or later, it will go away because the power is found in the Word. Notice that we want this Bible-based learning to be directly related to relevant ministries, it says, and the spiritual formation of believers. Which believers? The Sunday school stuff is just for little kids, right? Right? Or little old ladies. That's what Sunday school is for. That's what Bible learning is for. No. It's for children. Youth need to be shaped and formed by God's light. We adults, we're not done yet. We're not done at all. We definitely need the Bible at work in our lives. Jesus didn't tell us, well, y'all get a bunch of head knowledge. That's nice. That's fine. That's all you need to do. He knows very well that you can know something in your head. You can know that something is right. You can know that something is wrong. But if you don't do right and you do wrong, you don't know it. And he's very much interested in that. If you know what is right and what is wrong and you do wrong, it's the same as if you don't know it in the first place. You can have 4 advanced college degrees in corporate management. But if you never get out there and run a business, or if you never get out there and direct a company, I ask you, what good do those degrees do you? Absolutely, absolutely none. Mount Hermon Baptist Church is saying that we want the Bible to guide and shape the ministries that we undertake, the ministries we undertake. And if we can't find a Bible basis for doing something, well, we shouldn't be doing it. And likewise, we need to recognize that the Bible needs to be alive and at work and central in the lives of our people. They need to know what is important to God and what He wants His followers to do. And that's why something like Sunday school is important. Now, agreed, perhaps we need to call it something else. Perhaps we need to do it at a different time or a different format, or revamp it in some way or offer some new approaches. But our purpose in something like Sunday school is exactly this, that our members and the friends of Mount Hermon Baptist Church might know the Bible, know what it says, know what it means, and know what God expects you to do about the Bible. And we need to offer all sorts of opportunities other than what we call Sunday school right now. Should it be on Wednesday nights? Should it be on Sunday nights? Should it be on some other time during the week? How about small groups in homes? That's working for many, many Christian fellowships. In special studies or video series. Man, we need to be creative about that. And that's what part of this vision is, creative and relevant. You can be creative and just have a really artsy kind of approach to things. But if it's not applicable to day-to-day living, what is creativity for except to amuse us? We want people to plug into the Bible so that they can be mature as believers in Christ. And the possibilities are many. But you know, every one of those things I just mentioned, they take a lot of work. They take a lot of effort. They don't just happen by themselves, not at all. But we say we would like to envision that our church would engage in those kind of Bible learning and living activities. We say that's important. You know very well when you go into the Army, what's the first thing they do with you? They send you to boot camp. What is it, 6 weeks of boot camp? What do they do in boot camp? You get some intense training in how to be a soldier. Why? So you can sit in the barracks and wear a uniform and say, hey, I'm a soldier. No, it is so that when you are out there on the front line and your sergeant barks an order to you to move out, what to do and where to go, you know what to do. And you say, yes, sir, and you go do it. That's when you're really a soldier in the Army. But you need boot camp. You need boot camp to get you going. Tell you the basics. And Mount Hermon Baptist Church should be boot camp for believers in Jesus Christ. And it should be elementary school for new believers. And we should be high school for maturing believers, learning more. And then we should be graduate school. Graduate school for all of us. We're still working on it. We should major on practical applications, not theories. And it should give us the opportunity to do the things that Jesus said he wants us to do. And that's what? It's actually the last part of our mission statement about his purposes, to serve his purposes and the needs of others. You know, that's really where it shoves us. That's really where it moves us. And we need to know that and do it. Now, you know that the Bible itself warns about how you can know the Bible, but you can misuse the Bible. You can mishandle it. And the Bible says, be careful not to do that. And you and I have seen through the years how the Bible has been misused. You know, in the past, the Bible was used to justify slavery. It says slavery's in the Bible. Slavery's just fine to own another human being. That's not right. The Bible's often used to keep women in their place, you know? A little technicality here, a legality there, and yeah, we'll keep women in their place. It's still used like that today. It's been used to justify some really hateful behavior toward people, especially people who are different from us or maybe believe something different from us. Clobber them over the head with the Bible. No, we've got to be really careful with it, because God will hold us accountable for that, and that's why we got to work on it. Work on it in many, many ways. There's a lot of legalistic, harsh, crushing religion out there. You know, when the truth of the Bible is that we have been liberated from exactly that kind of thing. The Spirit's in the Word, and the Spirit's in us. And the Spirit of the Word of God will lead us into making us what He wants us to be. So I'll just simply ask you, what do you think? Sound like a good vision for our church? Keep thinking about it. Keep praying about it. And let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we can build our lives on a lot of things. We can clutter our lives with a lot of things and think that we have solid foundations when we don't. So help us to hear Jesus today with those ears that he kept on saying, he who has ears, let him hear. We've got ears, Lord. Hopefully we've heard today. If we've got another foundation, forgive us. Let us help us to throw that one aside, to stand solidly on the word of Jesus. For it's in his great name we pray. Amen.